Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Sunday Bite-Sized Political Podcast. And we're going to talk about a rat leaving a sinking ship. So thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out their link below. Do support them, please. And of course, I'm referencing, when I talk about the rat leaving the sinking ship, I'm talking about Dr. Dan Poulter, the hitherto Conservative MP for Central Suffolk and North Ipswich, who has staged a dramatic defection to Labour, saying the Conservatives have become, quote, a nationalist party of the right that has abandoned compassion and no longer prioritises the NHS. All right. So let's see. He also said he would not seek re-election to the House of Commons at the next general election. Well, there's a surprise. I've never seen that one coming. But writing in The Observer, he says he envisages a role advising the Labour Party on its policies on mental health whilst focusing more on his NHS work. Now, you heard that right. So this guy is actually claiming MP salary and all of that there whilst working in the NHS. That's right. That's the way this system is set up. That's how corrupt it all is. So he says that his experiences on more than 20 night shifts over the last year in a severely overstretched A&E department had been truly life-changing and persuaded him to defect to the only party he believes was really committed to investing in improving the NHS. He said, I could not go on as part of that. I have to be able to look my NHS colleagues in the eye, my patients in the eye, and my constituents in the eye. And I know that the Conservative government has been failing on the thing I care about most, which is the NHS and patients. So anyway, so this has been, of course, the media, BBC absolutely delighted about this, the left-wing media absolutely delighted about this, Sir Keir Starmer waving this defection as, as a little trophy. And all these images of him, for example, Dr. Dan Poulter signing his Labour membership form with some Labour bigwig. So what do you make of this one then? You know, Dr. Dan Poulter. So I thought to myself, well, I wonder, you know, what's the history of Dr. Dan Poulter? Dr. Dan Poulter. So let's see. Well, I mean, and if you go on his website, you'll find he is, he was still, I think maybe they've removed it now, they've stuck up the Conservative website instead. But if you go to UK Parliament contact information, there we see Dr. Dan, and he's got his own website, Dr. Daniel Poulter. Yes, I can see it. He's on Twitter as well, Dr. Daniel Poulter. Yeah, this guy, he's been around a while, actually, trying to work out when he was elected. So he has been, trying to get the information for you here. He's been around a while anyway, let's put it like that. Information is not all there. So I know he was between 2012 and 2015, he was a government health minister. So he's been in the Conservative Party for quite a while and sat there for quite a while. And now, just ahead of a general election, he's an absolute coward. He runs away from the party that's provided him with an income for all these years, and he joins Labour because Labour's going to take so much care of the NHS. Listen, spending on the NHS from this rotten Tory government is higher than it's ever been. But it's not enough, David. It's not enough. All right, so how much of our taxes do you think you should be giving over to the government? Not enough, obviously, if you believe Dr. Dan Poulter. Furthermore, of course, Poulter is completely disingenuous, this from start to finish. He should have turned around and said, listen, I know the ship's going down and I don't want to be on it when that happens. I'm going to jump onto Labour and hope that they throw me some scraps from the table and then everything will be okay. That would be the honest thing to say. At least we could respect him, but I can't respect him at all for this decision. I have no time for the Conservative Party. As you all know, I consider them to be an abomination. I consider Labour to be an even greater abomination, mind you. This is self-serving behaviour, as far as I can see, from Dr. Poulter. And I also really wonder how it can be that someone is serving their constituents full time, even as they carry out a job as he has been embedded in the NHS. Now, people will say, well, why shouldn't people have the ability, you know, to have a job and be an MP? Oh, I agree. How about we cut the salary of the MP by 50% then? Oh, no, you want them to have two sources of income because that's okay. That gives them a fair balance of what life's like for most people. I don't think so. So anyway, you know, it's another blow to Rishi Sunak. And that's why Rishi Sunak has been making noises about a July election. And there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, you've got the May local elections coming along next week. The Tories are expected to do very badly. There may well be possibility of a leadership challenge. So what he's saying is basically in code, if you challenge me over the leadership in May, I'll call an election in July, and then we're all absolutely screwed. Whereas if you don't, and you give me to, let's say, the autumn, well, there's more of a chance that we might be able to do something. You know, my amazing Rwanda scheme might work out. So there we have it anyway. Dr. Dan, the rat that leaves the sinking ship.